The Simulation We Choose. Chapter 3. Maslow's Pyramid in a Simulated World. Maslow's hierarchy of needs was designed to reflect the journey of human development. At its base, survival, food, water, shelter. Above that, safety. Higher still, love and belonging. Then esteem. And at the peak, the rarest of achievements, self-actualization. But in the world we are building today, climbing isn't required. Technology offers to lift us to the top without asking for the struggle beneath it. Algorithms, platforms, and curated experiences simulate progress, giving us the impression that fulfillment is closer than it really is. The structure of Maslow's pyramid remains the same. What's different now is the way we approach it, not by effort, but by design. Security in the age of convenience. Maslow positions security as the second tier, one that follows only after the essentials of survival are met. For most of human history, security came from physical barriers, social alliances, and personal preparation. You survived by managing risk. But today, risk is outsourced. We secure our homes with smart devices that monitor every entrance. We trust health tracking wearables to watch for signs of trouble. Our cars correct mistakes before we make them. Algorithms handle financial decisions, suggesting investments or alerting us to fraud. Security isn't something we fight for anymore. It's something we subscribe to. And yet, for all this automation, anxiety persists. Perhaps that's because simulated security removes the act of safeguarding without addressing the underlying fears. The cameras may be on, but the locks are in someone else's hands. The feeling of safety is real, but the dependence is hidden beneath it. Belonging by design. The third layer of Maslow's pyramid, love and belonging, has also been repackaged. Real-world relationships are complex, unpredictable, and often messy. But technology offers simpler substitutes. Social media curates echo chambers where belonging is algorithmic. You are surrounded by ideas, people, and communities that mirror your values, ensuring the warmth of inclusion without the discomfort of disagreement. Dating apps allow endless filtering until the perfect match materializes. Friendships are maintained by notifications that remind us to check in, keeping the relationship alive with minimal effort. Belonging, once a product of shared experience and mutual sacrifice, is now a function of preference and proximity. But beneath the notifications and likes lies an uncomfortable truth. Curated belonging is fragile. Relationships built on algorithmic suggestions fade the moment friction appears. Conflict, the crucible of lasting bonds, is easily avoided by unfriending, unfollowing, or muting. Simulated relationships may feel real, but they vanish at the first sign of discomfort. The automation of esteem. At the fourth tier of Maslow's pyramid lies esteem, the sense of accomplishment that grows from recognition and achievement. This once required years of dedication and effort. Now, esteem is instantly accessible. Your photos receive validation seconds after posting them. Career recognition comes through LinkedIn endorsements or digital awards. Gamified fitness apps celebrate milestones for steps taken or calories burned. This kind of instant recognition creates the feeling of esteem without requiring the deep work that typically builds self-respect. Technology ensures that praise flows freely, whether it is earned or not. But the automation of esteem creates a subtle emptiness. There's little distinction between praise for significant achievements and praise for trivial actions. Over time, the weight of recognition diminishes, leaving many craving more. In this new world, esteem feels abundant, but less nourishing. Self-actualization in the algorithmic age. Maslow reserved the peak of the pyramid for self-actualization, the realization of one's potential. This is the realm of purpose, creativity, and meaning. It was never intended to be easy to reach. But today, self-actualization is marketed like a product. Courses promise to reveal your true self in just 6 weeks. Guided apps suggest how to meditate, reflect, and grow. The algorithms behind these platforms adapt to your behavior, reinforcing the belief that you are progressing because the app tells you that you are. In this simulated environment, purpose becomes performative. Fulfillment is reduced to a checklist of tasks, small doses of self-improvement tracked, logged, and rewarded. But true self-actualization isn't curated. It requires friction. Growth comes not from comfort, but from confronting what technology seeks to eliminate: failure, confusion, and time spent searching. The illusion of ascent. The simulations at each level of Maslow's pyramid offer convenience, speed, and comfort. But they also create the illusion of ascent. Belonging feels real, but relationships rarely deepen. Esteem is abundant, but achievement feels shallow. Self-actualization seems accessible, but purpose feels fleeting. Maslow's pyramid was never just about reaching the top. It was about earning each step. Simulated worlds offer the opposite: rewards without the struggle. And perhaps that's why, despite the abundance of curated experiences, so many remain unfulfilled.